Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports, and a pleasure to be joined by a former professional athlete with a great story to tell, great advice, and a new book with Jordan Babineau. And his book is Pivot to Win, Make the Big Plays in Life, Sports, and Business. And Jordan has a decorated NFL career. We'll talk more about that in a second. And Jordan, thanks for coming on for a few minutes this week.
Rick, I certainly appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep, a big fan. And the book here with a great message, basically, change can be a good thing. And when you're maybe thrown a curve or a fork in the road, a pivot may be your best chance at success.
Absolutely. You know, especially after what we've went through and throughout the year of 2020, is that we're all constantly pivoting, you know, both personally and professionally, you know, planned or unplanned. And certainly the effects of the global pandemic has forced everyone to pivot. And, you know, I'll share that even in my experience, pivoting away from the NFL was one of the biggest challenges for me. You know, it really forced me to redefine success. He was no longer putting on a jersey, making big plays, or tackling Tony Romo before he made it into the end zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's this huge element of change and going through change where we essentially experience loss, you know, loss of identity, confidence, loss of friends. And but if we also look at it in a positive manner, change is also an opportunity for us to grow personally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And, you know, I would say in moving through my own pivot away from sports while I dealt with my challenges and working through that, it was always focusing and looking at what was ahead that kept me motivated through that change.
Yeah. Do you hear that same message or problem from other NFL players or former NFL players? It's, you know, it's been a big story, you know, when the career is over. Where do you go? And I think the NFL's done a better job helping players. People like you have helped other former professional athletes. And what do you hear these days, especially, you know, as we're going through some rough times in a pandemic, what do you hear from other athletes faced with the same issues?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think just in general right now, there are a lot of people that are suffering through this pandemic. I mean, we've all been forced to isolate ourselves. We've all been forced to work from home, and we've all been forced to parent and school from home, you know, and it's certainly changed a lot of what normal looks like. In fact, it completely changed our routine, and I'll share with people, if you haven't found your routine through this pandemic, then it might be a great time to identify what one is. And, you know, even reflecting back when, you know, as a professional athlete, I think it's one of the things that we've always tried to have, you know, that's something that we can control, was our routine, you know, how we prepare for the game, how we prepare for working out, how we, you know, approach or what we wear the night before, our preparation for, you know, the big day, that sort of thing. I also share, too, that I think it's just as important for us in a time like this, more than anything, to lean on our core group and, you know, accountability group, you can call it, a performance partner, someone who's there to help you, help us guide through this change. Now, it's personal change or business change or life change, you know, whatever that is, and you identify. I think when we start to have this accountability group, or be it a mentor or a coach, someone can help us get to our destination. And more importantly, you know, it's also us, we have to realize that, you know, Rick, there's a time when we have to look ourselves in the mirror and really be accountable for ourselves. You know, it was, for me, throughout COVID, it was a reflection period. You know, certainly I was already in the process of writing and finishing this book, Pivot to Win, but it was also a time to reflect. And when I say reflect, in the book I talk about five steps of moving through change that we go through. One of those steps includes a personal ground zero. You say, well, ground zero in many ways kind of just means like what the starting over look like. You know, it's identifying the new normal. It's taking time to reflect on some of those personal values and goals and things that I want to set out for myself, my community impact, the legacy that I want to leave, and then reshaping what those habits are to move you into that place. I think for many of us right now, and for those who are still kind of in this zone or this moment of being stuck, finding and identifying that personal ground zero is a great way of identifying what your next step would be.
Yeah, sometimes you have to look inward before you look outward. And we're with more than a decade in the NFL, Lessons from Sports and More with Jordan Babineau and his new book, Pivot to Win. We'll put all the links in the show notes, and can't thank Jordan enough for his time. And Jordan, sports are a great way to learn lessons, whether it's hard work and sportsmanship and many other things. Is that really where kind of your ground zero started, maybe in sports, and the ability to learn and make changes came out of sports?
Yeah, you know, Rick, I'd say sports definitely was a major contribution to a lot of lessons, you know, life lessons that I was able to apply. I mean, certainly we talk about teamwork. When I transitioned into becoming an entrepreneur, the same was there. The same was, you know, in terms of, you know, identifying that business in itself is a team sport. You know, I was one of those guys, certainly working hard and finding good habits and building success habits that transitioned off the field as well. But it was also a matter of understanding that, number one, I have a capacity. Number two is that if I'm unable to help other people and lead a group of people to one collective goal, then there's some leadership changes and challenges that I'm probably experiencing. And then I myself become the bottleneck of what's restricting the company to grow. I'll share the story of overcoming a change while you know, growing up in Port Arthur, where I was surrounded by drug abuse, addictions, violence, economic ruin, where the street seems like a faster way to make money. And, you know, in Pivot to Win, I share a lot of these stories around, you know, one, being in your circumstance and understanding that, but how do I find a way out of my circumstance? And it was always by focusing on what was ahead, and understanding where I was and taking those, you know, those lessons of adversity and turning them into opportunities. I'll share this quote by Charles Darwin, and it helps guide us through change. It's like, it's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor it's the most intelligent. It's the one who's most adaptable to change. And no matter what, change is constant in our lives. You know, no matter if you're a professional football player, if you own a coffee stand, if you are moms and pop shop trying to, you know, help small businesses, if you have a cleaning service, whatever it is, Rick, we're all going to experience change. But how we look at that change and how we, you know, navigate through it is really the deciding factor of whether it was a good change or a bad change, and how we move through it.
Absolutely. That's great words. And wrapping up here with Jordan Babineau, undrafted into the NFL and then a successful NFL career. 600 career tackles, Jordan, and 12 interceptions, 9 forced fumbles. Your defensive stats rank up there. Also, 3 touchdowns. Do you remember each of your touchdowns in the NFL?
I do. And I'll challenge that. I think it was 4.
Okay. That could be.
Yeah, I had one pick six in the playoffs.
That's, yeah. I'm talking about the regular season and then that playoff pick, of course. We all remember that against the Redskins.
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Rick. I mean, it's funny that, you know, a professional career of nearly a decade in the NFL, and, you know, I remember the highs and the lows, and, you know, certainly I've probably got my hands on a few balls and tipped passes that I wish I had caught, but, you know, it's being perfect and being in position to make the play. Now, think about that for life. It's like, how do I position myself in the right play, or you know, developing the right habits so I can win. And in Pivot to Win, I draw the comparison, as we just talked about, from sports, business, and life. That's one of those analogies.
Yeah, over a decade in the NFL, lots of great lessons translated into this book. I recommend it to anyone in business, in sports, all ages. It's really applicable to anyone. Jordan Babineau's Pivot to Win. We'll put all the links to it, Jordan, and we wish you the best of luck. Great talk, and I could talk football with you all day, and the book is just fantastic. So thanks so much for coming on, and we'll give it a good pop for you.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks a lot, Rick. Look, I'll just leave our listeners with this as we're moving through an experience and change right now, especially as we start the new year. And it's like we've all been put here to, you know, to achieve something. And, you know, how fast we figure that out, some figure it out sooner than later. But there's the potential to grow, expand, and achieve. But the first step to growth and the first step to a better life is actually believing that you can.
Absolutely. That's where it all starts with. And much thanks, Jordan. And good luck with the book and good luck with everything else.
Okay, Rick, you got it. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Jordan Babineau, Pivot to Win. Get the book. Thanks.